later as fears grow over escalating tensions. Israel's promised to retaliate against the strike, which was in response to its consulate in Syria being bombed. Sir William Patey, who served as UK ambassador to countries including Sudan and Iraq, thinks Tehran underestimated the impact of its actions.
It's trying to calibrate a response without provoking a wider reaction and trying to avoid a miscalculation. So I think they wanted something significant. If they'd just done something through their proxies, that wouldn't have been anything new.
A woman's been remanded in custody after being charged with murdering a baby discovered in Woodland in Warrington 26 years ago. Joanne Sharkey, who's 54 and from West Derby in Liverpool, appeared in court earlier and also faced a count of concealment of the birth of a child. Our correspondent Charlotte Leeming was at Warrington Magistrates for the three-minute hearing.
But police have pleased appeal to people not to speculate, particularly in this digital age of social media, said please don't share information online. This is a very sensitive and emotional case.
The mayor of Brussels has shut down a Conservative conference where Nigel Farage was due to speak. Emma Kerr claims the move is to guarantee public safety, saying the far right was not welcome. A Muslim student at a school in London has lost a High Court battle challenging its ban on prayer routines. The people claim the policy at Makela School in Brent is discriminatory. MPs are debating whether to bring in some of the strictest smoking laws in the world. It would mean anyone who's currently aged 15 or under would never be able to buy cigarettes legally. And tomorrow's Scottish Premiership match between Dundee and Rangers will go ahead at Dens Park. The pitch has passed an inspection after the fixture was twice postponed. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much indeed there, Faye. Well, at least it's a bit better than it was yesterday, but we can still expect outbreaks of rain and a moderate breeze and a mere 12 degrees, and that value is going to dip to around 4 overnight. Sadly, we can expect more of the same tomorrow, although it now looks as though Thursday will be a tad brighter before more outbreaks of rain turn up on Friday. But the good news is that the weekend looks to be brighter and a touch warmer too, with 16 degrees possible on a Sunday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Talked ourselves to death. Never saying what I wanted. Knowing what I wanted, knowing what I needed you to say.
Shat is telling you to get out, but actually we hope you won't get out, but you'll stay with us. It's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. First off, a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of great radio, and Michelle will of course be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. And on this show today, we're going to be asking your opinion about whether you would ever consider seeing someone for saying that you were a lousy date. And of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills is going to be joining me once again, this time looking at Clarence House, but not the one we all know, as this one is in Thaxted. So to learn more, make sure that you're tuned in at about 2:30. But before all that, let's get things moving musically with this one from D-Light. There you are, it's D-Light, grooving is in the heart. I'm not going to complain about that. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, part of the Trussell Trust, are currently able to support around 200 local people every week. But just recently, they were called upon to help no less than 153 people in a single day. A frightening development that saw their already depleted stock getting lower and lower. Now, these numbers, unfortunately, are increasing all the time, and without your continued support, none of this would be possible. Right now, the Food Bank are running low on rice, marmalade, soups, tinned fruit, tinned tomatoes, pasta sauces, coffee, biscuits and non-food items like shampoo, shower gel, toothpaste, deodorants and sanitary towels. So they would really appreciate donations of these items. But it's not just food they dispense. For example, Christians Against Poverty can provide help with managing debt, and every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. Special thanks this week are due to Sean Morris and for an Aldi voucher, which has allowed the food bank to purchase 100 bags of rice, and also to J&J Transport Services for their generous donation. Now, getting in touch with the food bank is really easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's the Brentwood number, 01277 224 528, or you can contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And thanks for all your continued support. It's really appreciated. Time for a change now from Lightning Seeds.
You do anything you like.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonic Gold.
So I turn to the sounds
yeah, that's Roxy Music from a good few years ago. Now, I guess we all accept that the US is a pretty solid litigious society, but can you imagine for one moment suing anyone who said you were a lousy date? It would probably have bankrupted me if I'd done that. But undeterred from this course of action was Dr. Stuart Lucas Murray of Santa Monica, California, who is in the process of suing 50 women for defamation. Yeah, 50. I don't think I ever had 50 dates, but there you are. It seems that the women had formed a Facebook group titled, Are We Dating the Same Guy? Well, as the group reportedly has 54,000 members, we have to assume that they're not all involved in the court action. The women are being sued for £2 million, would you believe? $2.6 million for claiming that Dr. Murray had behaved inappropriately on dating apps, including Tinder and Hinge, have created a GoFundMe appeal. Dr. Murray claims that at least 238 Facebook accounts participated in causing him emotional distress, pain, and suffering. Well, he asserts that these accounts posted pictures of him without his permission, tracked his whereabouts, fabricated entire stories, thereby sensationalizing their unremarkable interactions with him. The Facebook group page established by the women allows them to post pictures of men they've dated or are planning to date, and members can add comments to warn other women about liars, cheaters, abusers, or anyone who exhibits any type of toxic or dangerous behavior. Dr. Murray, however, claims that he's never met most of the women he's suing, saying, I've barely talked to, if ever, any of them. I only recall meeting one of them and her for less than 15 minutes before I left. Any minimal reinteraction with them was abruptly cut off by my swift rejection. So he was the one that did the rejection. In a news conference held just last month by the women being sued by Dr. Murray, they said they were just speaking the truth, and unfortunately for him, it wasn't favourable. Wow! However, just last week, the Superior Court of California in Los Angeles threw out the case against one defendant, Vanessa Valdez, after considering the moving papers. I don't know what moving papers are. All documents relating to the motion and all arguments. So anyway, just for anyone who's involved in that, here comes the judge, Shorty Long.
Hear ye, the court's in session, the court's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge, here come the judge.
Stop beating that fudge, cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge, cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat, where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be, if you don't eat my weed. I'm here to tell you, here come the judge. They're crowding round, they high.
guess you've come to judge. I'd rather be lost in the jungles of Missouri than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here come the judge, oh, here come the judge.
Well, here comes the judge. It's bringing the time to 1:29.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's take a look at the highways and byways around town right now. M25 anti-clockwise. One lane is blocked due to a breakdown between Junction 27 for the M11 and Junction 26 for Waltham Abbey. And also on the M25 clockwise, one lane is closed at the exit slip road at Junction 30 for the A13 due to a broken down vehicle. Since we recall, we had a bit of a problem there yesterday. In Canvey Island, Soms Avenue, there's an accident involving a vehicle blocking the road. Road is closed from Canvey Way and Link Road, and this is on and surrounding areas. And the Helimed are on scene, so it's got to be a bit of a problem there. In Hatfield Peveril, Turling Hall Road is blocked due to a tree which has fallen onto a power cable north of the A12. And on the A12 itself, London bound, the slow moving traffic between Junction 28, the football stadium, and Junction 27, Spring Lane. In Benfleet, on Canvey Road, the B1014 northbound, the slow moving traffic between Soms Avenue and Essex Way. And of course, we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. And two-way traffic lights are in operation on the A128 at Herringate. Close to Billericay, temporary traffic signals are in operation on the A129 London Road at the junction with Rushdean Road. And more traffic signals are operating due to water main work on Potash Road at Brookside. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, damage to overhead wires between Upminster and Pitsea is causing disruption to C2C services for the rest of today, whilst the Greater Anglia services between Liverpool Street and Chingford have been affected by a tree caught in the overhead wires, and that issue is also affecting London Overground services from Hackney Downs. Just taking a look at London Underground services right now, if I could find them, which vanished off the system temporarily. We'll soon have them back, though. Here we are. There are severe delays, affecting the Bakerloo line. That's between Queen's Park and Harrow Mealdstone due to a signal failure. Severe delays affecting the district line, that's between Tower Hill and Ealing Broadway due to a signal failure again. This one's at West Kensington. And minor delays are affecting the Hammersmith and City line as well. And of course on the Northern line, don't forget the Kentish Town Underground station is closed until late summer due to escalators being replaced. But the Thames Link station will remain open. We'll have a further traffic update for you at around about 2:25, but at 1:32, you're fully up to date. And this is Hello There, Mace.
Like a door closed in so fast, all that time had gone swiftly past, and I'm feeling so empty and I feel so sad, wishing you beside me, but a future that we
That's a nice song, isn't it? That's Helena Mace and See You in a While. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, the modern girl, Nikki Travers herself, will be along. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Sin City. And at his new time of 10 p.m., it'll be Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, a two-hour miscellany like no other, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop hits back-to-back.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Goodbye. Even as I watch you leave, this isn't goodbye. I swear I won't cry. Even as tears fill my eyes, I swear I won't cry. Any other girl
Woman.
like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah. Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay.
Just the way you are. And before that, it was Westlife asking the question, what makes a man?
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, this coming Saturday, the 20th of April, there's Opera for All taking place at the Towngate Theatre, St Martin's Square in Basildon. Now, this is a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and Friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus. It's all going to be hosted by Ian Skelly. It starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are priced at £19.50, but concessions are available. You can get more information by calling 01268 205 300. That's 01268 205 300. And you can also get more information by going to the website, allthews.towngatetheatre.co.uk. allthews.towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
To make me take the blame, but while you hung me out to dry, down came the rain and it poured, and it clouded my mind. And as I faced all my demons, it flooded out.
Yeah.
let your love, and I'll let it wash over me.
Bring it on and set me free. That's Louise Parker. And heading now for the dance floor, it's David Bowie.
Because my
David Bowie there. Let's dance. Hold it just where you are, as we've another hour of great music, and Margaret Mills is going to be along at about 2:30. And to take us to the news at 2 now, and comfortably numb, it's the Sister Sisters.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky.